This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Anthony Moreno. Date of birth, March 11th, 1982. Case ID number is 743-1061. Date of exam, January the 18th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Albert Smith, dated 6/5/2023. Identifying information, this is a 41-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, neck surgery with nerve damage, and back surgery secondary to a herniated disc. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked as a warehouse worker for lumber for approximately 2 years. He also worked in construction for 3 years and in a restaurant for 5 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number two, status post neck surgery with nerve damage. Number three, back surgery secondary to a lumbar sacral herniated disc. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy with numbness and tingliness of his hands and his right neck area. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 120 to 700 mg/dL. His blood glucose level yesterday was 540 mg/dL, and his last hemoglobin A1C was 14%. He is presently on pioglitazone hydrochloride, 15 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams, BID, Mounjaro, 2.5 milligrams, Q-week, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, 325 milligrams, 1 tablet, Q6 hours for pain. He is also on Steglatro, 15 milligrams, POQD. His condition does not appear to be stable, and he appears to be very poorly controlled. Allegation number two, status post neck surgery with right neck nerve pain to right arm. The claimant states that in 2016, he had a quarter size mass that was growing on the right side of his neck, which was surgically removed. However, when he had the surgery, it caused nerve damage, and the claimant now has a right upper extremity hemiparesis/plasia. The tumor was not malignant, but appeared to be growing. He does have symptoms of right cervical spine radiculopathy of the right upper extremity. The excision of the tumor was performed on November of 2016. No injections have been given. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. He states that he feels ant bites and spider bites on the right side of his neck. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 3 steps, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift 1 to 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Alberto Smith. He is presently on hydrocodone-acetaminophen, 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams, QID, PRN for pain, which he states does give him some relief. Allegation number 3, lumbosacral back pain with a history of herniated disc with surgery. The claimant states that in 2014, he got hit by a backhoe that injured his lumbosacral back area, causing a sharp pain in his lumbosacral back area, which radiates down to his right leg. The claimant did have back surgery times 3. The first one was in April, on April the 20th, 2018. And then another one soon afterwards, and the last one on September the 30th, 2019. He states that a laminectomy, discectomy, and open reduction internal fixation with removal of the disc was performed approximately at the L4, L5 area. The claimant did not present with any assisted devices. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and sometimes just walking to the grocery store to get some exercise. He does not cook or do the laundry at this time. His physician is Dr. Smith, and he did receive 2 months of physical therapy for his back, but has not seen a chiropractor. He is presently on hydrocodone/acetaminophen, 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID for pain, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with spinal stenosis of the lumbosacral back area with neurogenic claudication of the right leg with radiculopathy, and a microdiscectomy was performed in April of 2018 of the L5-S1 area. The claimant is not too sure if it was the L4, L5, or the L5-S1 area. Allegation. Family history. The father is 65 and has lumbosacral back pain. The mother died at the age of 68. She died with urosepsis and a cerebral vascular accident. She also had hypertension and diabetes mellitus. The siblings had hypertension and diabetes mellitus as well. Medications. Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD, vitamin D2, ergo 1.25 milligrams QE, hydrocodone/acetaminophen 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams QID, stelglatro 15 milligrams QD, pioglitazone hydrochloride 15 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, metformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID, Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams sub-Q weekly, hydrocodone/acetaminophen 10 milligrams / 325 milligrams, Q6 hours for pain, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, uncontrolled with a hemoglobin A1C of 14%, osteoarthritis with spinal stenosis of the lumbar sacral spine area and right-sided radiculopathy with neurogenic claudication, right-sided cervical radiculopathy and nerve damage secondary to excision of a benign tumor of the right neck area, and abnormal right shoulder deformity with displaced scapula of the right side, and neuropathy of the right shoulder area. The claimant also has a history of mitral discectomy in April 2018 with a lumbar sacral discectomy, laminectomy, and open reduction internal fixation with right-sided radiculopathy of the lower extremities. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 127 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches tall, BP 148 over 90 mmHg, heart rate 103 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 22. General. This is a 41-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to after the sixth sentence? The claimant did have a few missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to the neck area? No thyromegaly, thyroid nodule, lymphadenopathy, or mass is appreciated with palpation. There does appear to be atrophy of the right shoulder area and the right neck area. There is a 2.5 centimeter scar, which is a right vertical lateral scar where the mass was removed, which appears to be well healed. Could you drop down to after abdomen, after the last sentence? There is a 7 centimeter vertical lumbar sacral back scar where a discectomy was performed, which appears to be well healed. could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have muscle spasms and tenderness of his neck and lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion was noted, but the claimant did have some deformity of his right shoulder secondary to atrophy and some lumbar sacral back tenderness. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left, upper, and lower extremities, but decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper extremity, secondary to nerve damage. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally, with some mild spasms noted. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the bodies, but especially for the right upper extremity and the lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right upper extremity. There is some evidence of some muscle wasting and some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexter finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity, but to a lesser extent with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area and the right upper extremity, where the claimant does appear to have some nerve damage of the right upper extremity. However, grip strength was +5/5. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left upper extremity and mildly restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus, right upper extremity radiculopathy with a deformed scapula of the right shoulder area, and mild lumbar sacral back pain secondary to stenosis of the lumbar spine with right-sided radiculopathy, which is mild. probable diagnosis is, number one, diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, poorly controlled with a hemoglobin A1C of 14%. Number two, neck surgery for removal of a right-sided neck mass with nerve damage. There is atrophy of the right shoulder and deformity of the scapula of the back shoulder area, which may be coming from nerve damage. Number three, back surgery secondary to a herniated disc of the L5-S1, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have some mild signs of radiculopathy, but appears to be fairly stable with good DTRs at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Anthony Moreno.